Long-haul trucking is experiencing a boom, and the demographics of who is behind the wheel are shifting. The average trucker is a white man who's 50 years old, but more often women and immigrants are entering the profession. With this, the economy along America's interstates is also changing. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff has more from a truck stop in northeast Pennsylvania, where drivers from India and West Africa come to get a taste of home.
It's 2 p.m. and a steady stream of drivers shuffle into Eat Spice restaurant and truck stop in Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. At this pull-in off of Interstate 80, there's live bait and Red Bull next to mango lassi and a large carafe of homemade chai tea. Whitehaven in Luzerne County is home to just over 1,000 people and is 96% white. The drivers stopping at Eat Spice are mostly Indian and Somali. Sam Singh drives a route between Michigan and New Jersey.
I'm going to the Jersey every day. One day Jersey, one day Michigan.
He says he stops here on every 10 to 12 hour trip to get home-cooked Indian food.
Everything Indian food. Chicken biryani, goat biryani, chicken sock, butter chicken, you know, egg purji, paneer something, like everything.
Immigrants from northern and western India, like Singh, have clustered in the trucking industry. Gurinder Singh Khalsa, a community activist in Indiana, says many who first came in the 1980s were fleeing ethnic violence, targeting members of the Sikh religion.
In that time, what happened is a lot of Sikhs, they came out of the country to save their lives.
Many were young men without any higher education. Devout Sikhs may also wear a turban, and that look wasn't always welcome on U.S. job sites, says Khalsa.
Because any entry-level job, they were getting a hard time. Either they could work at the factories or they could do something independent.
So, he says, some turned to trucking. Khalsa estimates there are 150,000 truckers from northern India working in the United States, although that number is hard to verify. Immigrants from East Africa, India, and Eastern Europe are also drawn to trucking because, on average, it pays better than other blue-collar work. But they're not all jazzed on American food. 30-year-old Aman Singh sits in a booth in Eat Spice with a plate of chicken curry.
I try American food, too, but mostly I don't like.
He says freshly made food makes him feel better than the processed stuff available at most truck stops. Regular clients fuel this interstate economy, which is why Indian food restaurants have been popping up along shipping routes across the United States. In Pennsylvania, there's at least one other on I-81 outside Harrisburg. Steve Emery, who's white, is another regular at Eat Spice.
I kind of had a taste for tuna today, but they didn't have it, so I'll go back to the old faithful.
The 62-year-old trucker wears a Van Halen t-shirt and orders a meatball sub from the American portion of the menu. He says he's tried some of the food from the Indian menu, and he liked it, but he wants to stick to his comfort foods today. Eat Spice owner Raj Alturu, who lives in Allentown, says he wants to be inclusive of everyone who walks through their door.
And we're trying to update the menu as we get the request from customers.
Take the spaghetti chicken curry. It's based on a traditional Somali dish a regular customer asked for. A few minutes later, that regular walks in.
The spaghetti.
Yusuf Daher lives in Minnesota and was born in Ethiopia to Somali parents. But Daher has cut back on the dish. He says all those long hours sitting in the cab of his truck are catching up to him.
I used to like spaghetti, but I stopped eating because I can see I'm getting a little bit fat, you know.
He grabs his lower belly for emphasis. He says trucking isn't healthy work, but it pays the bills. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.